Blog Talk Radio.
Here. First day of the seven. Yes, I. Shabbat Shalom and the Shavua Tov. Shavua, the strong, the 7 days. Interesting. Left off at the fifth. The fifth Aliyah right there was the consecration of the priest. So here we have a pattern. Very important for the Brit Chadasha, for the renewed covenant. This pattern that we have here in the groundation. So here for the first day service, we have the sixth and the seventh Aliyot. That's the Torah reading and feeding. So for the Shavua, the fullness of the reading can be and usually is divided into seven readings, like seven parts, seven aliyah from Allah. Allah means go up to ascent, going up to read, you know, word, sound, and power. But right here on the in and the iris, here we're at the first day service, and here, as is I and I custom and tried, we have the first day psalm, the psalm appointed for the first day, and even in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have this psalm right here, Psalm 24 for the first day, aka they call it Sunday, but the Yom HaRishon, or Ethiopically the Ehud from Ahad, right? Ahad meaning the one. Yes, I. Here.
Rise Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Sila.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia!
The whole place is
doomed. Yes. Greetings. Shavua Tov, Rastafari Israelites. Yes, I. So, Psalm 24 here, Queen Makeda, with clean hands, Niki Kapayi, Ubar Lebab, clean hands from Psalm 24, right here, in the English and in the Hebrew. Queen Makeda, clean hands. First day Psalm 24.
Your sway,
Purifying the hearts right there. Queen Makeda with Psalm 24 right there, focusing on the clean hands, pure heart, part of that psalm, the first day psalm. So here's just another Hebrew before we ride out for 6th and 7th, Aliyot here on the first day service for the Shabbat Tetzaweh. And here, this is from Ayala in Gedashet. Ayala in Gedashet, one of Ainai Beta Israeli peoples. Here, this is move, Lanua, to move, based on Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, the preacher. Based on Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you know, the time and the season. La kol zemana ve'eita le'kol chefetza tachat hashemayim. That's how that Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season, or to all, literally in the Hebrew, to all a season and a purpose. Slika. To all a season and a time to every purpose. So the KJV has to everything there is. You see in the KJV Bibles, if you look, take a look, Ecclesiastes 3:1, thing there is. The word thing, there, and is italicized. Is italicized. Those words don't appear in the Hebrew. The Hebrew reads, Lakol zeman, lakol, call, all in the Hebrew, lakol, for all or for the all, zeman. Zeman is a season. So for all, a season, we're eight. You're going to hear that in this tune right here by Yala and Gedashet. We're eight. The eight is for like a time. We're eight. Le call, for all, chefet. Now, chefet is an interesting word because often it's translated as like, what is it, purpose? They say purpose. Purpose, like, yeah, and a time, right, for all. But actually, and a time for all desire. The word chefetz, chefetz, or chefetz, 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 if you emphasize it, you know, chefetz, but chefetz, chefetz, chefetz is a delight, a pleasure, you know, a delight, a pleasure, a desire, in a sense, like a concrete sense of anything that's valuable. But it's also like a matter, like something that's in mind, something that's acceptable, something that's delightful, right? Bringing out that sense of purpose, right? And a time for every desire, so to speak, were eight, lekol chefetz tachat, tachat, under ha-shamayim, tachat ha-shamayim. Lekol zemana ve'eta lekol chefetz tachat ha-shamayim. So in the tune, since it's mainly in the Hebrew, just to bring this out, so when you kind of can hear, pick up on some of these words. For example, in Ecclesiastes Kohelet, Ecclesiastes 3 and 2, verse 2, it says, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Now, again, in the KJV, the words in Ecclesiastes 3 and 2 that read that which is not really there. So the force of the Hebrew, and a time to pluck up, planted, to pluck up the planted. In other words, eight, la ledet, eight, la ledet, eight, 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 a time, la ledet, ledet. We say, when we say ledet, right? We say ledet, or ledet, to be born, eight, la ledet, the eight, or we eight, lamut, and the eight, and a time, lamut, la for the moot, for the death. Eight, la ta'at, eight, la ta'at, right? Eight, la ta'at. So the ta'at, the plant, like to pluck, like to plant, ta'at, to plant, we eight, and a time, la akor, la akor, la akor, to pluck up, la akor, natua, natua. So that which is la ta'at, that which is like planted at this proper eight to season. Also check out the season, reasons for the season. We have Purim, Purim is coming forward, you know, in this season right here, and always signals that Pesach, right, is right around the corner as we pass through what some might look at it astrotheologically, you know, the valley of the shadow of death during the winter moons, so to speak. So here we're coming up, right, here in the season. So Purim, the season. So here, Eita la ledeta, we Eita la muta, Eita la ta'ata, we Eita la ikora natua. So a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Here for three, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 3, where the KJV reads, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. So there's an eight, la herog, eight, la herog. A time to kill, right? A time to kill, la herog, kill, not so much murder, but to kill. Eight la herog, were eight lirpo, eight lirpo, to repo, 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 to heal, lirpo, to heal. Eight nifrot, 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 like to farat, to farat something, to perek something, to break it down. Eight, there's a time, leaf wrote, we eight, and eight, eight, the eight, leave note, leave note, to benote, to bana, 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 to build. So right here, Ayala in Gedashet with to move, based on the first couple of verses in Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, chapter 3, Lanua, Lanua, move. There's an 8, 8, 8. Of Judah, the line of Judah in Hebrew. Let's hear that a little bit right here. Not the line of Judah chant, but concerning the line of Judah right here is Job Command, and we're going to continue with the 6th and 7th Aliyot here. For Tzawah, the I male shall command right here.
Yeah, man, massive.
Lion me Yehuda from Judah, from the praise, celebrated one. Aryeh me Yehuda, Yehuda moa anbesa. Aryeh me Yehuda. Job, come on.
Yeah, man, massive.
Yeah. בדיחה, את הימים קשה לספור, לא תביט שוב לאחור, אריה מיהודה, אל תשכח אהבתך, כי הכל עוד יעבור.
Yeah, it's open. It's open now, yeah. In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. To the lion. To the lion. To the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkinya Sara Senvetina Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno Wada Ekaziaviheram Lukota Yegeba Commitmentana Yelayena Yohona Fetzmoibel Sidkinya Sara Senvetin Yakabram So Hulu Sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekesi Aber Cha Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Let the message, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, master gone, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Shavua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Yibelu Hizb, and the people shall say, Hallelujah. Bekadase gize commitmentna no wogin wada beta Christiana yikabaso binor kedusata metz aeftinna by saisama yikadase was a lotiskia fets emma by tages kokur banuma by kevel kabeta Christian yilay ye ekziavi harina hig afurswalina. Yes, Gana, Yenefsa Fetari, Maleta, Yes, Gana, Yenefsa Nugus, and Bemihon, Besmayawi Nugus feet, Mokomenem at Alualena. Hawariata Besinodosacho, Indibulo, Asa Tamrona. Hallelujah. If there be any one of the faithful that hath entered the church at the time of the Kedase, at the time of the liturgy, and hath not heard the Holy Scriptures, and hath not waited until they finish the prayer of the Kedase, the prayer of the liturgy,
and hath not received the Holy Communion, make him be driven out of the church, for he hath violated the law of Egziaver, of the sustain of the good father, Yahweh, and disdained to stand before the heavenly king, the king of the body and spirit. This the apostles have taught us in their canons.
Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Yisrael, here, Gavir, Yisrael, here for the Sheishi Aliyah, here for the sixth reading, sixth Aliyah, the sixth cup offering up, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth ascension, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat is Tzawah, Sabbath, thou shalt command, thou male shalt command, Shabbat is Tzawah, here picking up from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 29, verse 38, for the Sheishi Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering up, sixth ascension offering for this Shabbat, Shabbat Tetzaweh, Sabbath command, Sabbath vow, the I, male, shall command. V'zeh asher ta'isa Allah ha'mizbeyah, k'vasima, v'nei shana, shenayim, layom tamid. The continual burnt offering. Now this, which thou shalt offer upon the altar, two lambs of the first year, day by day continually. V'zeh asher ta'iseh al ha'mizbeyach, k'vasim b'nei shana, shenayim layom tamid. Now this, v'zeh, with zeh, and this, with zeh asher ta'iseh. Now this, and this is that, thou shalt offer, thou shalt do, with the asher ta'isa al ha-mizbeyah. And this is that, that thou, that I shall do, shall offer, ta'isa al ha-mizbeyah, upon the mizbeyah, upon the altar. Kvasim, shene shana, shenayim, two lambs, kvasim, 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 shene shana shenayim, two lambs of the first year, layom tamid, for the day daily, for the day daily, continually, continually, tamid, layom tamid. Wizeh asher ta'isa al ha-mizbeyah, kvasim shene shana shenayim, layom tamid. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning in the boker, and the other lamb thou that I shall offer at even, at even. And with the one lamb a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of an hin of wine, a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at even, at evening, and shalt do there too according to the meat offering, according to the meal offering of the boker of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire, an offering made by fire to Jehovah. Ukanisakaha taise laha le reyah. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generation. The door of the tabernacle of the congregation before Jehovah, where I will meet you to speak there to thee. Olata tamida le dorotekema petach ohela moeda lifnei Yehova asher iya wa aida lakem shama le dadera eleka sham. It shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generation. Ola, ola tatami, a continual ola, continual ascension offering. Ola tatami dale dorotekem, throughout dorotekem, y'all generation. Petach, 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 door, at the door, petach, at the petach, petach, ohela moeda, lifnei Yehova, at the petach, at the door of the tent of meeting. Petach ohel moed lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, lifnei Yehovah, lifnei Yehovah asher iyawaeda lachem, where I will meet with you all. Asher iyawaed asher iyawaeda lachem shama veya shama lidaber eleka sham. To speak there to the eye. And there I will meet with the children of Yisrael, the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, and shall be sanctified by my glory. We no aditiya shama livnei Yisrael, we nikdash. And there, I will meet with the children of Yisrael. And there, we noaditi shama livnei Yisrael, and shall be sanctified by my glory. We nikadash be kovodi, we nikadash be kovodi. Sanctified by Kohodi, my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, and the altar, HaMizbeach. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. With Kidashti Ya'etta Ohela Moed, with Etta HaMizbeach. We'etta Aharon, we'etta Banayo, ikadesha likahen li, and I will sanctify the tent of meeting. I will sanctify the tent of meeting with kidashtiya eto hetla moed, and the altar were etta HaMizbeach. Aaron also and his sons will I sanctify. Were etta Aharona, were etta Banayo, ikadesh li kahen li, to minister to I in the priest's office. Li kahen li, and I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will be their God, and will be their Elohim. With Shachantia B'poch B'nei Yisrael, with Haitia Lahem Alelohim, and I will dwell with Shakanti, they talk, and I will dwell amongst Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, with Hayiti Allahem al Elohim, and will be their Elohim, Hayiti Allahem al Elohim, and they shall know that I be the Elohim, that brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, that I may dwell among them. I be their Elohim. With Yad'u, the Yad'u, ki ani Yehovah, Eloheihem asher hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim, Le Shakni de Tokam Ani Owa Elohehem, and they shall know we Yadu, and they shall know we Yadu Ki Ani Yehovah Elohehem, and they shall know that I be he who be their Elohim. We Yadu Ki Ani Elohim Asher Hot Eti Otam Me Eretz Mitzrayim, that I be he who be the Elohim who brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim. We Yadu Ki Ani Yehovah Elohim Asher Hot Eti Otam Me Eretz Mitzrayim, that I may dwell among them. Le Shakni, the Tokam, that I may Shakan, Le Shakni, the Tokam, Ani Yehovah, Elohim, I be he who be we be. There, and hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevil Yisrael, hear, for the seventh Aliyah, ascension, offering for this Shabbat is our Sabbath, thou, male, shall command. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus chapter 30, the tabernacle, HaMishkan, the 18th item. The altar of incense, the altar of Isis, the great worship chapter, the great worship chapter. Here, Shema Yisrael, here from the Sefer Shemot. We'asita mizbeach mikatara ketoreta itzeya shitim ta'ise altar. And thou, that I shall make an altar to burn incense, to burn Aishens upon. Shittim wood shalt thou make it. The asita mizbeyach the mikatar ketoreta itse shittim ta'ise oto. With asita, and I, male, shall make with asita mizbeyach an altar mikatara ketoreta to burn mikatar ketoret Aishens, Mikatara Ketoret, it's a shittim of acacia wood, shittim wood, it's a shittim acacia wood, ta isse oto, thou shalt make it, ta isse, the I shall make oto, shall make it, a cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof, four square shall it be, and two cubits the height thereof, the horns thereof shall be of the same, and thou the eye shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof, and thou shalt make to it a crown of gold round about, and two golden rings shalt thou make to it under the crown of it, by the two corners thereof, upon the two sides of it shalt thou make. And they shall be for the places for the staves to bear it withal. And thou shalt make the staves shittim wood, it's a shittim of acacia wood, and overlay them with zahav,
with gold. And thou shalt put it before the veil, that by the ark of the testimony, by the Aron HaEdut, before the mercy seat, over the testimony, where I will meet with thee, I with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense, sweet Aisha, every morning when he dresseth to the land. He shall burn Aisha's incense upon it. And here for the Maftir, here for the Maftir for this Shabbat is our Sabbath. Thou, male, shall command. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 8, for the Maftir, for Shabbat is our. Or the Ha'ilota, Ahirona etta, Ha Nerota, Ben Ha Arba'i. Yada tireina itoreta tami lifnei Yehova le dorotekem. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense, he shall burn aishens upon it. A perpetual incense, a perpetual aishens before Yahuwah, before Jehovah, throughout your generations. Uve ha'ilot, uve ha'ilot, uve ha'ilot, Aharon, etta ha'nerot, ben ha'arba'i. And when Aharon lighteth the lamps at dusk, at even, uve ha'ilot, Aharon, et ha'nerot, ben ha'arba'i. He shall burn it. Yakatireina, a perpetual incense, itoreta tami, and always an itinual action, itoreta tami, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, lifnei Yahuwah, lit dorotekem, throughout your generations. Ye all shall offer no strange actions, no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, nor meal offering, neither shall y'all pour drink offering thereon, neither shall y'all pour libations thereon. Lo ta'ilu alayowa ketoreta zara, y'all shall offer no train Zara Aishan thereon. Lo ta'ilu ala yowa ketoreta zara we ola, nor ola, nor burnt offering, nor ascension offering, vo ola u minaha, minka, or a minka, or a meal offering, we nesek, nor drink offering, nor libation offering, with Neseka lo tisaku alayo there on. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once in the Shana, once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It most holy to Jehovah. With Kiper Aharon Allah Karanotayo Ahat Bashana Midam Chataat Hakipurim Ahat Bashana Yikaper Alayo Le Dorotekem Odesha Kodashim Hu Layahua Huaya. And Aaron shall make atonement upon the horns of it once in the year. The Khiper with Khiper Aharon Al Karnotayo Ahata Bashana with the blood of the sin, the Akri offering of atonement. Nidam, Nidam, Chatat, Chatat, Ha Kippurim, Achata Bashana. Once in the year shall he make atonement for it. Yikapir Alayo, throughout your generation. Le Dorotekem, it is most holy. Kodesh Kodashi, it is Kodesh Kodashi, it is holy of holies, Isla of Isla, set apart of set apart. Kodesh Kodashi, who? He, it is Kodesh Kodashi. Kodesh Kodashi, who? La Yahuwah, La Yahuwah, La Yahuwah. We're here to fulfill the Torah Aliyot, the seven Aliyot for this Shabbat. Shabbat is our Sabbath. Thou command, thou male shall command. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtzu, kabur l'chaylu. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkeinu. Glory be to Einai Father, glory be to Einai King. Kabur l'kadamawi, chaylu salasi. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, the Gittai Shana, the Hanatai Chin, the Yesus Christos Sin. Amen.
Tune for the Haftarah and the Brita Chadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, 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 my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Just Rastafari.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said. Baruch ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch atah Yahuwah,
Noten ha-Torah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa'imru. Amen.
Torah is the law. Rastafari is the law.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Baruch ata Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam natei, vatokanu. Baruch ata Yahweh, notein ha-Torah.
Torah the law, down to now, Rastafari is the law, Rastafari is the law. Oh no no, Rastafari is the law.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher Batorah, Ubmoshe Abdo, Ube Israel Ammo, Ube Nebiei Haemet Watzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 43, verses 10-27. Thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, shew them form of the house, and the fashion thereof, and the going out thereof, and the coming in thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the laws thereof, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and do them. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain, Tarara. The whole limit thereof round about shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house, and these are the measures of the altar after the cubit. The cubit is a cubit and a hand breadth. Even the bottom shall be a cubit, and the breadth a cubit, and the border thereof by the edge thereof round about shall be a span. And this shall be the higher place of the altar, and from the bottom upon the ground even to the lower settle shall be 2 cubits, and the breadth 1 cubit. And from the lesser settle, even to the greater settle, shall be 4 cubits, and the breadth 1 cubit. So the altar shall be 4 cubits, and from the altar and upward shall be 4 horns. And the altar shall be 12 cubits long, 12 broad, square in the 4 squares thereof. And the settle shall be 14 cubits long and 14 broad in the 4 squares thereof. And the border about it shall be half a cubit, and the bottom thereof shall be a cubit about, and his stairs shall look toward the east. And he said to me, Son of man, thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, these are the ordinances of the altar, and the day when they shall make it, to offer burnt offerings thereon, and to sprinkle blood thereon. Thou shalt give the priests, the Levites, that be of the seed of Zadok, which approach to me, to minister to me, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, a young bullock for a sin offering. And thou shalt take the blood thereof, and put it on the 4 horns of it, and on the 4 corners of the settle, and upon the border round about. Thus shalt thou cleanse and purge it. Thou shalt take the bullock also of the sin offering, and he shall burn it in the appointed place of the house without the sanctuary. And on the second day thou shalt offer a kid of the goats without blemish for a sin offering, and they shall cleanse the altar as they did cleanse it with the bullock. When thou hast made an end of cleansing it, thou shalt offer a young bullock without blemish, and a ram out of the flock without blemish. And thou shalt offer them before Yahweh, Nifnei Yahweh, and the priest shall cast salt upon them, and they shall offer them up for a burnt offering to Yahweh. 7 days shalt thou prepare every day a goat for a sin offering. They shall also prepare a young bullock and a ram out of the flock without blemish. 7 days shall they purge the altar and purify it, and they shall consecrate themselves. And when these days are expired, it shall be that upon the 8th day and so forth, the priest shall make your burnt offerings upon the altar, in your peace offerings, and I will accept you, saith the sovereign Yahweh. Amen. Moa and Besaza Emnegiri Yehuda. Ja Rastafari Bishim Gitachim and Hanatachim. Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, before thee as incense.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
Father and Son.
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 Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit HaChadash. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit HaChadash. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, renewed covenant reading for RSS number 20, Titawe, you shall command. From the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 10 through 17. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Ve'habin, Ve'ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Hebrews, chapter 13. Christian separation and worship. Verse 10, Yod. Verse 11, Yod Aleph. Verse 12, Yod Beit. Yesh lanu mizbeach asher ein lahem rishut limsharate hamishkan leakol me'alayu ki habehemot asher kubad daman bakodesh lekaparat haket al yedei hakohen hagadol guyotehen nisharfu mechutz lamachane. Ba'abor zot gam Yeshua unna mechutz la'shar lim'an kadesh et ha'am bedamo. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burnt without the camp. Wherefore, Yeshua, Jesus, also that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, to him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. The believer priest's sacrifice. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Elohim continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, Elohim is well pleased. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakeramawi, Khaile Salase, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening.
Right here on the In and the IRED. We have a couple of basic questions, a couple of basic questions, about 14 or so for this 20th sabbatical, so stay tuned, as well as usually the Sabbath before Purim, you know about Purim, interesting Purim, getting some more of the Purim as we're looking forward coming up, I think the second and third day of the Shavua for Purim, here, the Sabbath before Purim is known as the Shabbat Zakor, to remember the Sabbath of remembrance, never forget, but right here, Sabbath Seal Psalm right here, that we went through the Torah Aliyot, the Haftarah, the Prophet's reading, and the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament reading as well. Right here, 144, Psalm 144, Sabbath seal, and a baraka, a blessing, word, sound, power, invocation for peace, for prosperity, right here in the Sabbath seal, Psalm 144, here on the dub of the Nazarene. Here, yes, I, Rastafari, hit it.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
You know, so right here, Psalm 67, because it reflects the priestly blessing within the chant right here, as we begin a new Shabuah, a new seven, a new strong right here. Shema'ah, Psalm 67.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabuah Tov. Shabuah Tov. Melakam Ehud. Blessed, beautifully good first day of the seven right here. Here we have some basic questions for this Shabbat. Previous Shabbat, the 20th sabbatical study, we have some basic questions, 14 basic questions. So here in the deeper study of HaTorah, like for example, we study the materials, the metals. Particularly interesting is the theme of the menorah, studying light and electromagnetism, the spectrum, in order to fully be able to understand, get a good standing and an understanding, come to overstanding right here, studying the materials, the gems, the jewels, all of that, you know, in real time, real science, real knowledge of these things right here, here, here. And then we can see the Ivine and the higher mind origin of this script and the scripts right here, HaTorah. So here, some basic questions here for Shabbat. Tisaveh. Thou, male, shall command. From Exodus chapter 27, verse 20 to Exodus chapter 30, verse 10. Basic questions, some BQs right here, basic questions. Question number one. What type of oil? What type of oil in the Hebrew? Shemen, oil. What type of oil or what type of shemen was used to light Ha Menorah in the tabernacle? What type of shemen? Here the script says clear, pure oil olive. Or in the Hebrew is brought out as shemen zayit zak. Shemen zayit zak. Clear, pure oil olive or olive oil, which came from the first drops. According to the tradition, this idea would come from the first drop that was squeezed from the olive. The rest of the oil, the rest of the drops will be used for other things. So that pure, right, that pure oil, olive or olive oil, clear, pure olive oil. Let's just get the scripts right here, here, here. Where's that sword? Give me one moment right here, here, here. One drop. Give us a teaching.
Keep us the teaching of His majesty, for we know one.
So we went to get the scripts, the hard copy right here. Picking off Exodus chapter 27, chapter 27 to 20th verse, where it says, Wa'ata tisaweh et b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu eleika shemen zayit zak. Katit la maor le ha alotetir le ha alotetir. Hold on for a moment. Let me get this straightened out right here. I'm reading it on the side right here. Let's come again. Le ha elot ha elot. Ha'elot, okay, the Hebrew letters are really close right here. Ha'elot nir, there we go. Ha'elot nir tami. Ani, le achazo, repeat. We'ata, and the I. We'ata, tis'awe, and the I, male. Ata, the pronoun you, male. We'ata, tis'awe, and the I, male. Tis'awe, shall our command to Saweh, et b'nei, the sons of b'nei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, we yikohu, that they take and they take yikohu, we yikohu, and they take eleka to the eye, shemen, the oil, zayit, olive, zak, pure. The oil, olive, pure. Katit, sense of beaten or like squeeze. Katit, la maor, maor. In Hebrew, the word or, one of the words for light or in some form, the maor, or is light, maor, for illumination or for the light, for the illumination, la maor, le ha alot, le ha alot, ha alot, Allah, to go up, to ascend, near is like a lamp, tamid, continually. So here it's saying that this shemen, this oil, zayit, olive, zak, pure, katit, beaten or squeezed, lama or for the illumination, le ha elot, to cause to go up, to ascend, le ha elot, to ascend near a lamp, tamid, continually, just to bring this out right here, thou shalt command. So the olives were pounded in a mortar, and that first flow, the first flow of oil, the first flow of the shemen was of the purest quality. The oil then obtained by grinding the olives in a mill, this was fit for the use with like the meal, the minka, the meal offerings, lama or, for the light, for the illumination, to keep the lamp in the sanctuary, the menorah, burning every night, to cause a lamp to burn, liha elot nir, to cause a lamp to ascend. In the Hebrew, the direct sense is to cause to go up a lamp. Le ha lot near. The lamp had to be so lit, to keep it lit, that the flame ascended. Some say ascended even like by itself, ascended. Now continually, the tamid is a sense of continually or regularly. So night after night, this had to be done in the evening. The central light, in the Hebrew, the central light, okay, here this might help explain even the Hebrew instruction when we have a good construction, a good idea, the pattern. So we look at the pattern of what's known as the Hebrew snowflake, so to speak, or the Magen David, some say the six-pointed star. We have the six points in the triangles when looking at the Star of David, as it's called, would correspond to the six lamps. And the center part, right, that's the seventh lamp. And this is what, from many of the studies, is being brought out here from the Hebrew, la maor le ha'elot nir tami, to cause to light a nir, to cause to ascend a nir. So that central light, that center, the seventh in the center, as the description of the menorah says, and there'll be three branches on this side and three on that side. So we look at what's known as the Magen David, the Hebrew snowflake, so to speak, or the six-pointed star, the Merkaba, as some might refer to that particular geometric shape. We have the six points for the three branches on this side and the three branches on that side. And in the center, we have the center branch or the center. This is what's being spoken of right here, where it says, La Maor, Le Hailot Nir, to cause a lamp, one of the lamps to ascend. That central light was to burn continually. And from it, the others, the three on this side and the three on that side, the other six, were kindled each evening. Even some say that it was that these were to be pointed right towards the center. But as it would burn through the night, the next day there'd be soot and, you know, build up, so it'd be clean. That would be the role of the priest to clean, right, to clean off all the soot so the light can give a pure, you know, shemen zayit zak. So what type of oil, what type of shemen was used, la ma'or, to light ha menorah in the tabernacle? It was shemen zayit zak that came from the first drop, or the katit, beaten in the sense of squeeze, that was squeezed from the olive, and the rest of the shemen, the oil, was used for other things and other purposes. Question number two right here for this Shabbat, this 20th sabbatical study, RSS, Shabbat Tetzaveh. Question number two. Who were ha kohanim? Who were the kohanim? Who were ha kohanim? The priests. Aharon, Aaron, and his descendants, Aaron, right, or not Aaron, but Aharon, because Aaron is Ark, and Aharon is the man, Aaron, right? Aharon Ubanav, and his sons, his descendants, namely, we have Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar, or Itamar, if you please, but it's actually Itamar. Question three here. What are the three classes of Yisraeli, of Israelites? What are the three classes of the Yisraelim, of Israelites? What are the three classes? One, you have the Kohanim. The Kohanim are the priests. Secondarily, you have the Lewim, the Levites. And then you have, thirdly, the Yisraelim. Yisraelim, the Israelites. Yisraelim, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the rank and file Israelites. So the three classes, right, of Israelites, Yisraelim, is the Kohanim, the priests, the Lewim, the Levites. Remember the principle that all the Kohanim are Lewim, but not all of the Lewim, the Levites, are Kohanim. Only the sons of Aharon, of Aaron. So the three classes, you have the Kohanim, the priests, the Lewim, the Levites, and the Yisraelim, the rank and file Israelites. Only Kohanim are physical descendants of Aharon, assigned the priestly duties according to the narrative here, the direction, instruction in HaTorah. It's only the descendants of Aharon who are the Kohanim, and they are assigned the priestly duties of offering the korban from Karab to Jordaniah. So only they can take the offerings of the Yisraelim, the Israelites, and come near to the holy places, to the Mizbeach, to the Ohel, to the tent, and to offer on behalf of the Israelites. The other descendants of Levi, were assigned roles. They had different roles and responsibilities to assist in the maintenance of HaMishkan. Now, sometimes the tabernacle is referred to as the tabernacle. Literally, it's the tent. Sometimes it's known as the Mikdash, the holy place. And from Yahuwah Eloheinu's perspective, Jehovah's perspective, it's the Mishkan, place on the Shakan, a dwelling place. So the other descendants of Levi, who were not descendants of Aaron, were assigned roles to assist in the maintenance of the Mishkan, such as carrying various vessels, assembling it when he moved the camp, and so on. Now, what's interesting is that as we come to the time of Dawid, Dawid also assigns roles for the Levites, which is very interesting, you know, which continue on into even the Brit Hadashah, you know, the New Testament times as well, where he assigned roles. And one of the roles later on of the Levites were as like singers and players, you know, of instruments as well, musically, keeping it Levitical. Now, HaKohanim, the priests then, are a subset of the tribe of Levi, of Levi. Thus, like this, while every Levite, right, is an Israelite, a descendant of the patriarch Yisrael, not every Levite, descendant of Levi, of Levi, is a Kohen. Only the descendants of Aharon, of Aaron, are. Question 4, why were, quote, holy garments, end quote, to be made for HaKohanim? Why were what is called the holy set-apart garments made for HaKohanim? According to Exodus chapter 28, verse 2, it says, for glory and beauty, for glory and beauty. Now here, we're going to go into the Hebrew right here, but just this little audible right here. Wahu haya, wahu hoveh, wahu yehyeh, he who was, he who is the one to come right here.
Wahu haya, wahu hoveh, wahu yehyeh, v'tifarah.
Who is modern Hebrew speech? V'hu, v'hu haya, v'hu hoveh, v'hu yeh betiferah. More of the Afro-Shemitic pointing, v'hu, v'h and who, and he haya, and he was. V'hu haya, and he was. V'hu hoveh, 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 and he who be, presently, he who be. V'hu, and he Yihyeh, Yihyeh, he who will be. This corresponds to like the Yahweh, Yahweh, and Yahweh, right? Bringing out that context of the Hebrew and the inner meanings of the name. He who was, he who is, he who is to come. The Tiferah, Tiferah, the Hebrew Tafari, Tiferah, Tiferah. So here in Exodus chapter 28, verse 2, it says, V'asita v'gdei kodesh le'aharon achika le'kavod u'le'tif'aret. So here it says, and thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, with and Asita, Asita, speaking to a man, with Asita, and the I make, with Asita, big day, garments of big day Kodesh, modern Hebrew, big day Kodesh, ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing, big day Kodesh, garments of Kodesh, of set apartness, Le Aharon, for Aaron, Achika, Achika, thy ach, thy brother. Le Aharon, Achika, Le Kabod, 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 for gravitas, for glory. Kabod, modern Hebrew, Kavod, Kavod, Le Kavod, Le Kabod, Kabod. U and Le Tifaret, 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 for glory and beauty, for glory and beauty. Now, when we look at the Kabbalistic tree of life, the Eitz HaChayim, we have the Tifarah, right, the cipher there. But just to bring this out right here, sometimes even translated as for like honor and glory, the type of glory that's a beauty. These vestments corresponded for splendor and for beauty, le kavod u le tifaret, right? For splendor and for beauty, these vestments, the bigdei kodesh, the garments of set apartness, these vestments correspond to the royal garments of a king. So when we even see Garmawi, Nagus Neges, his imperial master, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, we see him even with those particular robes and how those robes are cut. You know, they are reminiscent of the bigdei kodesh, the bigdei kodesh, the garments of set apartness or the holy garments, likabod ulitifaret, for splendor and beauty. So these vestments correspond to the royal garments of a melek, of a negus, even negus and neges, and raise, these garments raise the wearer above the rest of Amo, above the rest of the people, Amo Yisrael, in dignity. Garments that gave to Aharon the beauty and dignity by which he was distinguished. He stood out. He was distinguished from the rest of his brethren. The garments were for the honor, were for the honor of Ha'ilehim, of the Almighty, and for the Kohen Gadol, the big priest, the high priest's glory, the high priest's glory. So they were for Kabod, for that honor, ul letiferet, tiferet, tefara, and for glory, to inspire Amo, the people, with awe, with that awe. So the garments are also a key study and a theme right here. So why were holy garments to be made for HaKohanim? Exodus 28 and 2, for glory, likavod, ula tiferet, and for beauty. Question 5. What special clothes did the Kohen Gadol, did the big priest, the high priest, Kohen Gadol, did he wear? One, we have the ephod, the ephod. What is the ephod? The ephod is an apron-like garment that's tied in the front. Secondarily, we have the choshen. The choshen, what is the choshen? The choshen is a breastplate that contains 12 precious stones and gems inscribed with the names or the shemot. In the Hebrew, Exodus is known as the Sefer Shemot, the cipher of the names, the book of the names, with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. And a ma'il, a robe of blue wool with golden bells and decorative pomegranates on its hem. And the seats, what is the seats? The seats is a golden headband bearing the inscription, Kodesh LaYahuwah, holiness or holy, set apart to he who be who he be. Question 6 here for Shabbat Tetzaveh, thou shalt command. Question 6, what was in the Kohanim's, the priest's clothing, which ordinarily may not be worn? Again, what was in Ha Kohanim, the priest's clothing, the Hebrew, the Israelite priest's clothing, that ordinarily may not be worn? We have the sha'atnez. What is sha'atnez? Sha'atnez. It's a fabric made of wool mixed with linen. Sha'atnez. A fabric made of wool mixed with linen. Sha'atnez is prohibited in Leviticus 19:19 and in Deuteronomy 22:11. Again, sha'at nez a fabric that's mixed, the mixed fabric of wool and linen, is prohibited in Leviticus 19:19 and Deuteronomy 22:1. The kutonet. What is the kutonet? The kutonet is a tunic or like an inner shirt. Kutonet, an inner shirt or a tunic of ha-kohanim, contain sha'atnez. It contains that mixture of wool and linen. Wool and linen. Right here. Yes, I. Get ready. We have about a little more than an hour or so, but hopefully we can share some of the like Purim reasoning, get through these basic questions.
Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu tihye, viti tihye.
Yes, right. So here. Question seven. How were HaKohanim consecrated for their service, their avodah, modern Hebrew avodah, ancient pointing avodah, is the service, right? Avodah, right? How were HaKohanim, the priests, consecrated for their avodah, for their service? Well, they washed, dressed in the holy garments, the Bigdei Kodesh, and they were mashach. They were anointed with the shemen, with the oil on their forehead. So how were HaKohanim consecrated for their service, their avodah? They wash, they bathe, they dress in holy garments, and were anointed with oil on their foreheads. Question eight, right here. What is the name of the daily sacrifice, and what was required? What was the name of the daily sacrifice, and what was required? The name of the daily sacrifice was known as the Korban Tamid. Tamid, continually, where it says, La Maor Le Ha'elot Nir Tamid, for a lamp, right, to light, for a lamp to light, you know, to ascend continually. So the Tamid, always or continually, the Korban. Korban is an offering. You find in the New Testament under C-O-R-B-A-N. It's like the drink, that drink, Korban. C-O-R-B-A-N, that's another thing there, the drink. But just the same word, it comes from the same root idea, like of something brought near, the sense is like an offering. So the Korban Tamid, the continual offering, which was the sacrifice of a yearling lamb, every morning and afternoon upon Ha Mizbeach, upon the altar. In addition to that, plus that, a bread and wine offering were required. So that key, you could say communion meal, the bread and the wine. In addition to the sacrifice of the yearling lamb every morning and afternoon upon the altar, there was additional bread and wine offering that was required according to Exodus 29 verses 38 to 42. So we have the lamb, the bread, and the wine were required daily. The lamb, the bread, and the wine required daily. Here, question number nine for this 20th sabbatical study, Rastafari sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, Tetzaweh. Here, the ninth question. How often was incense or aishens? How often was aishens to be burned upon HaMizbeach, the altar, in the holy place, in the Kodesh? How often was aishens, incense, to be burned? Twice each day, two times a day, twice each day in the morning and evening. And this is during the time of HaMenorah, the time when the menorah was tended to, when the menorah, when she was serviced, when she was tended to, HaMenorah. So aishens was burned twice each day in the Shacharit, the morning, and in the Ereb, in the evening, during the time, the Iowa, when the menorah was tended and was serviced. Question number 10, right here, Shabbat Tetzaweh, 10th question. Later in HaTorah, two of Aharon's sons were killed by Hailahim, by the Elohim, for taking, quote, strange fire, end quote, into the sanctuary, the Mishkan. Which sons were not killed? The sons who were not killed were Eleazar and Itamar. Question 11 right here. What was attached to the hem of the robe of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest, the Lika Kahinat? And what was its purpose? The golden bells to make a sound when he goes in and out of the Kodesh, of the holy place, Lifnei Yahuwah, before the presence of he who be, who he be, that he die not. The script says that he die not. The bells were also a warning to Ha'am, to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel, that the Kohen Gadol, priest, the big priest, was performing his duties. Question 12. What was engraved on the golden plate? The golden plate, the head plate, the seats. What was engraved and attached to the Kohen Gadol's, to his turban? Holiness to the Lord, or in the Hebrew, Kodesh LaYahuwah. Kodesh LaYahuwah. It was called tzitz, because a cord of tekelet is blue, tekelet. It was called tzitz because a cord of tekelet held it in place. So this was like the forehead mitre, you know, this golden plate that had inscribed Kodesh LaYahuwah, holiness or set apart to he who be who he be. Question number 13, Chaberim. The breastplate, known in Hebrew as the Choshen. The Choshen, the breastplate, is called the breastplate of what? It's called the breastplate of judgment, or the Choshen HaMishpat. The Choshen HaMishpat, the breastplate of judgment. The priest, the Kohen, would represent the judgment of the people over his heart. So the idea here is that the breastplate, the Choshen, better known as the Choshen HaMishpat, the breastplate of judgment, the priest would wear this because the priest would represent the judgment of the people over his heart, heart to cup. Question 14, Chaberim. What was done with Hadam, the Dam, the blood? What was done with the blood of the Ram, of ordination? Hadam, the blood, was placed on the right earlobe, the right thumb, and the big toe of the right foot of Ha Kohanim, of the priest. So here, some basic questions, hopefully we have time to build on some of these basic questions, but basic questions for
Te Tzawe. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Vihu Haya, Vihu Hove, Vihu Gihye, Viti Fara.
Come. Make I and I reason right here. So some discussion topics right here. I have about 12. We're going to go through a few of them. Give some time right here on the outro for the Shabbat Zakor before the Purim. You know, before the time of Purim, right? And Purim is a sign that Pesach, Fasica, is coming forward. I think two weeks, no more than a month, yeah? But right here, Tetzawe, come, make a reason. Some discussion topics from this 20th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. First item of discussion, this topic, the commandment. The commandment to keep the lamp of the menorah, the lampstand, falsely, let's just note this right here, often it's falsely called candlestick in translation. You know, it's amazing the cognitive dissonance that in these times of the Gentiles we've gotten used to. You know, we're reading about something that requires oil, but we're calling it a, like the candlesticks. You know, it's a lampstand. It's a lampstand. Just to bring that out right there. Yes, Rastafari right here for the first day service right here. So the commandment to keep the lamp of the menorah, the lampstand, burning at all times is called near tamid. Near. Put an accent on it. Near tamid. Without the accent, near Tamid, the near lamp, Tamid, continual, the continual lamp, or an eternal lamp, sometimes interpreted as eternal lamp. Now, in many gathering places, the Hebrew, Judaic churches, or the synagogues, the gatherings today, a ritual light is called the near Tamid. It is set above the Aron. It is set above the Ark. So this is also a very interesting connection with the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. You know, Beta Israel of Ethiopia and the connection with Ethiopia there because of the Ark and the significance of the Ark. This will bring out, this study here will bring out why the Ark, you know, is very significant, you know, to even the children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael? It's because of these principles that come out of the practice of Torah, right? So in many of the Hebrew Judaic churches, synagogues are gathering together today, a ritual light called the Nir Tamid is set above Ha'aron, the ark, where the scrolls are stored. So in most of the Judaic gathering places, churches are called synagogues, Knesset in the Hebrew, or the Kehillah, that's a term that's used. Actually, the same term for church is what's used of the tabernacle in the wilderness in the Hebrew. Right? Just to get it out of these Gentile terms. But the Aron, in the Mikorah, the synagogue, the Moed, is where the scrolls are stored, right? Where the scrolls, the Torah scrolls and the other scrolls are stored to symbolize the presence, the face, the perception of Ha'elohim, of the Elohim. So let's discuss the idea. This idea They will put it as every Jew must light the near Tamid in his or her own heart. Right? We will say that every Israelite, every Yisraeli, every Israelite must light the near Tamid in his or her own heart. So let's discuss the idea of each of I and I must light that near Tamid, that continual, that always light, that always lamp in I and I hearts. Come, make we reason. Let's discuss discussion topic number two. In most of the Moed in the Psalms, don't remember the number of the Psalm right now, but there is in the Old Testament about the synagogues, they burned the synagogues of the land. And the word for synagogue there that's translated from the Hebrew is Moed. The tabernacle is known as the Ohel Moed, the tent of the meeting, the tent of the congregation. So in most of the Moedim, the synagogues, it is customary to, quote, dress, end quote, HaTorah. So among the Yehudim, it is often customary to dress the Torah scroll, to dress the scroll of HaTorah in a manner that is very much similar to that of the garment of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest, of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting or the tabernacle. There is a Torah crown. There's a crown on HaTorah. There's a Torah crown. There is a pomegranate robe. There is a breastplate. There is a yad in Hebrew is finger, or it's actually yad in Hebrew is like the hand, but in this sense, the yad is like a pointer, like a Torah scroll pointer that has like a finger at the point. A yad, a pointer, and et cetera, et cetera. These are common Torah ornaments. So in most of the synagogues, it's customary to dress the HaTorah, the Torah scroll, in a manner similar to that of the garments of the high priest of the tabernacle, namely for Torah crown, a pomegranate robe, a breastplate, a yad, a pointer, etc. These are common Torah ornaments. Now, in what ways do you think that HaTorah, that the Torah, the direction instructions, has replaced the idea of the priest of HaKohen in Yehudi and Jewish and Judaic thinking, right? In what ways do you think that, to say the Torah, let's just expand it because we have Torah even in the New Covenant, right? The Bible, the scriptures, has replaced the idea of the priest in Yehudi thinking. Come, make a reason. Make a reason. Just a couple more right here before we ride up with the Purim, pre-Purim reasoning. The high priest, the Kohen Gadol's Hoshen, breastplate, it contained a pouch holding two special gemstones called the Urim U'Tumim or Urim V'Tumim, the Urim and the Tumim. Usually, the Urim and the Tumim is usually translated as lights and perfections. Lights and perfections. The Urim and Tumim. Now, according to the Targum Yonatan, right, when a matter was brought to the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, for settlement, he would sometimes hold the Urim before HaMenorah, before the lampstand. And the Shekinah, which is thought to be like the divine presence of he who be, would irradiate various letters that were inscribed on HaHoshen, on the breastplate, to reveal the will of Ha'ilahim, of the Elohim. Do you think this is a form of divinely sanctioned divination? So the question is, do you think this is a form of divinely sanctioned divination, Hebraic divination? Why, right, or why not? Lama, Velolama, like why or why not? Come, make we reason. According to Hadashim, the Hadashim, slicker, Hasidim, the Hasidim, Chesed is the word for mercy, one of the attributes of he who be, who he be, who he be the merciful one, Chesed, often translated as loving kindness. But then one who is a Hasid is like a pious one, or one who has received like the undeserved merit or favor. So according to the Hasidim, the tabernacle is a metaphor for attaining personal inner sanctity. So according to the Hasidim, the tabernacle is a metaphor or an allegory, so to speak, for attaining personal and inner sanctity in the innermost of the innocent. The detailed building instructions point to the soul, the nefesh, the psyche, the soul building project. The nir tamid, the continual lamp, points to the need for the soul's illumination, for the nefesh, for the psyche, the soul's, for her illumination, for her enlightenment. The garments of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, the big priest, point to particular areas where we need to exercise sanctity or set apartness. For example, the turban represents the calling for right thinking. Shifting the metaphor, when we shift the metaphor or the allegory, Ha'aron, the Aron, the ark, the tabot, it represents the brain. The kirubim, the kepraim, the cherubim represent Ha'ilahim, the Elohim's still small voice. Thank you. The menorah, ha-menorah represents the eyes. The menorah represents the eyes, the lampstand. The table, the shulchan, represents the mouth. The table of the shewbread representing the mouth. The altar, ha-mizbeach, of aishens, of incense, represents the nose, the altar of aishens, the golden altar, the one that's inside the tent. The laver, right, at the gates, right, represents at the opening, before the opening of the tent, the laver or the wash basin represents the hands. The Mizbeach, or the other altar, the copper, the brazen altar in the outer court, represents the stomach. Come, may we reason. Let's reason and let's discuss the merit of this analogy. What is the merit of this analogy, this allegory, this metaphor? So according to Aina as the Hasidim, even the Rastafari Hasid, Hasidim, the tabernacle is a metaphor, an allegory, a word picture, an object lesson, according to the tabnik, the pattern, for attaining personal inner sanctity or personal inner set apartness. Here, let's go forward. Topic of discussion number 5, olives, zaitim. They were intended to be kati talama or to be squeezed or beaten, right, for illumination. Kati talama or. Now, the Yisrael, the Beta Israel people, are compared to an olive tree. The Bayit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the Beta Israel, I and I at home and abroad, are compared to an olive tree because they and we yield their oil, the oil, the shemen here representing, right, virtue, only when crushed, only when beaten, only when squeezed, only when, as we say, what? Pressed, right? Only when crushed, only when pressed. So come, let's discuss, make I and I reason on how affliction can be a means, a way and a means of yielding, of giving, of yielding a testimony, a witness for the light, for the illumination of your life, of your liberty. Come, 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 make I and I reason. The sixth topic of discussion from the 20th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Titzaweh, Senbet is a Zacho, Sabbath command, command them. Hailahim, Exiav, the sustainer, the Elohim spent a lot of time, don't you think, discussing the garments of the priests, of HaKohanim. The garments were intended for likavod u litiferet, for glory, kabod, and for tiferet, for tafara, teferi, tiferet, for beauty. And to the wise in heart, heartically wise, for sanctity or for set apartness, as we have in Exodus chapter 28, verses 2 to 3. Verses 2 to 3. So we touch on verse 2 here from Exodus chapter 28. Let's get to 2 and 3 just to bring out this idea. Verse 2, chapter 28, Exodus 28, Hebraically. Ve'asita bigdeya kodesh laherona achika likabod ulitiferet. Ve'ata tedabir illa kol hakmei leib asher mia leitio ruach hakma ve asua et bigdei aharon le kadisho le kahino li. So here these two verses, verse 2, and thou shalt make holy garments, bigdei kodesh, set apart garments for Aharon Achika, thy brother, likabod ulitiferet, for splendor and beauty. Verse 3, ve'ata, and the eye male, and you, the eye male, speaking to the male, ve'ata, ve'ata, tedabir, tedabir, the eye shall dabir, shall speak. Wa'ata tedabir illa kol hakmei leib. Thou shalt speak to call all hakmei, hakmei, wise of hakmei, wise of leib, wise of heart, hakmei leib. Wa'ata tedabir illa kol hakmei leib. Asher mia leitio ruach Hakma, whom I have filled, Asher, that which who mieletio, miletiv, Asher miletiv, Asher miletio, who I have filled, miletio, ruach, ruach, the spirit, the iris, Hakma, who I have filled with the ruach Hakma. The Ruach Hakma, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wiseness. We asu et bigdei Aharon, and they shall make Aaron's garments. We asu, and they to make et bigdei, the garments of Aharon, of Aaron, lik adisho. Lik adisho, to sanctify him, or to bring out the Hebrew sense of lik adisho, to set him apart. Lik adisho, li kahino, that he may, now get this here, we have the word for priest is kahin, right, or kohain in the Hebrew, Ethiopic kahin, right, here we have li kahino. Le kahino li, that he may kahino for me, that he may priest for me, right? Le kahino li, that he may priest for me, or as the King James and other versions in English says, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. So for these two words, they have that he may minister to me in the priest's office. In the Hebrew, we have Likaheno, right? That he may kaheno, serve as priest, li, for me. So here, it speaks about the wise, right? So for topic of discussion, right? Topic of discussion number 6 here for where we find that Hashem, that Ha'ilahim, that the Elohim spent a lot of time discussing the garments of the priests. The garments were intended for kabod ulitiferet, for glory and beauty, and to the hakmei leib, to the wise of heart, heartically wise, lik adisho, for setting apart, according to Exodus chapter 28, verses 2 to 3. So, the question, the reasonment, how important is appearance in your life, in your liberty? How important is appearance in your life and in your liberty? Topic of discussion number 6 regarding the garments and how much time Josh spent on that for glory and beauty. Wise of heart, we know that's for setting apart. Take the example we gave earlier of the garments, the coronation garments of His Majesty, and the connection with the garments of the priests, right? As it says, for splendor and beauty, these vestments correspond to the royal garments of a melech, of a king, a negus, even a negus and a guest, and it raises the wearer above the rest of Amo, of the people, in dignity. Garments that gave to Aharon beauty and dignity, and by which he was distinguished from the rest of his brethren. The garments were for the honor, le kavod of Elohim, and for the Kohen Gadol, for the high priestess, Tefara, right, his glory, to inspire Ha'am, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, with awe, with reverence. Topic of discussion number 7, right here. The role of Ha-Kohen, Hebraic for priest, the Kohen, Le Kaheno Li Kohen. The role of the priest was to bring the people closer to Ha'ilahim, to the Elohim. The word korban, the word korban, that's often interpreted as sacrifice, but more Hebraically in the Afro-Shemitic sense, from karab, to draw near, to bring near, like an offering brought near. The word korban, offering brought near, or commonly called sacrifice, means being brought near, karob. Aaron wore the breastplate of judgment, the Hoshen HaMishpat, over his heart, in Exodus chapter 28, verse 30, as a token, as a sign of the weight, right? The weight, the kabod, the heaviness, the gravity, the weight of Amo, of the people's sufferation, their suffering. His role, the high priest, the first we have in the scripture, the first Moshiach, the first anointed according to the scriptures, right? His role was to represent the heart of Amo, the heart of the people, lifnei Elohim, before the Elohim. So the reason here, how do you understand, how do you overstand, what's your standing of Rabbeinu Yeshua, Adonainu Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, as your Kohen, your Kahin, your priest, Kohen Gadol, Lifnei Ha'ab, before the Father, before Elohim Ha'ab, before Abinu Sheba Shemayi, before our Father who art in Shemayi. Topic of discussion number 8, right here, gonna go right through right here. Topic of discussion number 8 right here. The light, the illumination of Ha Menorah, of the lampstand. Just as the Aron HaBrit, just as the Aron, the Ark HaBrit, the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant itself was hidden. Mistatir. You think I'm saying mystery, right, in the Greek? No, they got that from the Hebrew. Mistatir comes from satar. That means to hide. Mistatir, something that is hidden. Mistatir was hidden from view. No goyim, no Gentiles would ever see it. Nor would most of the Yisraelim, the B'nai Yisrael, nor would most of the Israelites who were not Lewim, who were not Levites. So the Levites, no doubt, they would get to see it if they were serving. And, of course, the priests, the Kohanim, right? But most of the Yisraelim, most of the Israelites, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, would not see it. And no goyim, no goy, no Gentile, none of another nation would see it. Now let's discuss how the divine light, the divine aura, the aura, right, the divine illumination, right, transcends the physical or the pi and the phi cycle realm. And how things done in, quote, secret, right, may be, quote, seen, sight, as effects, and even as affects, as both effects and affects in the external, in the outer world. So let's discuss that right there, how the divine light, the divine illumination transcends, is both within and without, right? But it transcends. It's basically to say it's transcendental, right? To the phi cycle, to what's called the so-called physical, right? The physical world. And how the things that are done in secret may be seen as effects, not seen directly, right, but almost as to say like a byproduct or as an effect in the external world, in the outer world. Come, make I and I reason. Some good items of reason and discussion, you know, hopefully ones will take one or two, you know, hopefully something that sparks one's interest here. Topic number 9, why was Aaron chosen to be Kohen Gadol, to be the big priest of Yisrael, of Israel, and not Moshe, and not Moses? Was it because Moshe forfeited the right during the encounter, during that close encounter with Ha'elohim, with the Elohim at the burning bush in Exodus chapter 4, verses 14 to 16? Exodus chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Moses forfeiting the right during the close encounter with the Elohim at the burning bush. Exodus chapter 4, verses 14 to verse 16. But how do we make sense? What's the targum? How do we interpret and make sense of application? How do we make sense of the statement in Psalm 99, verse 6? Psalm 99, verse 6, where it reads, Moshe v'Aharon, Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Shemuel, Samuel also was among those who called upon Shemo. They called upon his name. They called upon the Hashem. Wahu Haya, Wahu Haweh, Wahu Yihyeh, B'Tiferah. They called to Yahweh, to he who be Hu hi bi hakadosh, baruch hu baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, prospered, increased be the name, and he answered them. So how do we reconcile this? How do we make sense of the statement in Psalm 99, verse 6, that Moses and Aaron, Moshe with Aharon, were among his priests? Moreover, how did Moses, Moshe, understand the laws, the Torot, the direction, instruction, the Torot, the laws of sacrifice? How did he understand the laws of sacrifice before the Chazon, the vision, the revelation at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai? And in what ways did Moses function as Yisrael's first? In what ways did Moses serve and function as Israel's first Kohen Gadol? Kohen, priest, Gadol, big priest, high priest. And how does that prefigure, how is that a shadow, as it were, prefiguring Robeinu Adonainu, prefiguring Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth? Here, come. Just got like three more right here topics of discussion. Hopefully we'll have the time to zoom in on one or two of these with the Chaburim, the brethren. Number 10, topic of discussion, Titzaweh, thou shalt command. The Aron HaBrit, the Tabot, the Ark of the Covenant, is likened to the Kisei HaKavod. What is the Kisei HaKavod or the Kisei HaKabod? The Kisei HaKabod is the throne of glory. The Kisei HaKavod, Kisei HaKabod, the throne of glory. Kisei, throne of Ha, the Kabod, ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing, modern Hebrew, Kavod. Kisei HaKabod, the throne of Kabod, the throne of glory, of gravity, of gravitas, the throne of weight, of seriousness, but brought out often in the translation as honor, glory. The Ark, He'aron, itself was composed of three separate, or should I say it as the Ark herself. The Ark itself, herself, was composed of three separate and overlapping boxes. The Ark basically also brings out he who was, he who be, he who will be, the Hebrew Trinity, that the Ark, right, itself or herself was composed of three separate and overlapping boxes, a three-in-one construction. There was a wooden box covered by a gold box with another gold box inside. So there's a wooden box. There's a gold box on the outside, and there's a gold box on the inside. The outermost box also had a border or a diadem called a nizir. Sometimes we have the nizir, a crown, right? Nizir, nazar. But here we have the zir, a diadem or crown. So the Ark has a crown. So when we sometimes say Ark, or we use that term in English as an acronym, fornication, forfeiture under the crown of the king, because of what's in the Ark, you know, the tablets of the covenant. But the outermost box had a border or a diadem, a crown called a zir, that would hold the cover or the kaporet in place, according to Exodus chapter 25, verse 11. Moreover, the tent of the tabernacle was composed of three parts. The tent of the tabernacle was composed of three parts. What are the three parts? Well, we have the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of the Holy Ones, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and two divisions, right, there were two divisions within the holy place. Despite the various articles of the tabernacle, it is called one, or in the Hebrew, echad, 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 like we say, ahadu, echad, right? Yahuwah, echad, right? Ahadu, amlak, right? Echad, one. So let's discuss right here how the pattern that Yahuwah emphasizes. He says, see that you do all things according to the pattern. Therefore, it's very important for us to have pattern recognition, right? To recognize the pattern, right? Both the outer type and the inner type. So let's discuss the pattern, the tavnit of the tabernacle. Discuss how the tavnit of the tabernacle reveals the nature or the nature of Ha'ilahim, of the Elohim, Chaberim. Here, here, come, 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 make a reason. Topic 11. According to Malbim, Malbim, one of the ancient reasonments codified as a point of reference in reasonments, the menorah, the lampstand, is said to reveal the light, the illumination of HaTorah, the illumination of the directions, the instructions. These are sometimes called the 49 gates, or referred to as the 49 gates to Torah, the 49 gates to HaTorah, the 49 gates to the direction instruction. It's based on the sevens principle, seven times seven, you know, that 49 principle, 49 gates to Torah. The seven branches represent the seven words of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. What are the seven, right? What, you know, the seven, Hebraically speaking, not in the English, right? But we're talking about from the Hebrew, right? Bereshith bara Elohim et ha-shemayim ve-et ha-aret. Bereshith, in reshith, in the female head or the female beginning, speaking of chokmah, wisdom is she. Yes, the chokmei leib. Bereshith, in beginning, bara. He created, he, singularity, created Elohim, the powers. He, the powers in singularity, in reshith, in wisdom, created eight, alpha, tav, ha-shamayim, the heavens were eight, aleph, tav, ha-aret. So we have seven words here. Bereshith, bara, Elohim, et, Hashemayim ve'et ha'aretz. So we have right here the seven branches representing the seven words of Bereshith, of in beginning. Some say in the beginning, but really it's in wisdom, right? Or in beginning. And the 11 fruits, there are 11 fruits on ha-menorah, on the lampstand. The 11 fruits represent the 11 words, the 11 words of Exodus 1 and 1, right? Exodus 1 and 1. Let's go here. What are the 11 words, right, of Exodus chapter 1, verse 1? Here we go right here. It says, Ve'ele shemot b'nei Yisrael ha bayim mitza raima eta yaikoba ish u beito ba'u. Now these are the names of the sons of Yisrael, of Israel. We'ele, and these shemot, the names, b'nei, sons of Yisrael, of Israel, who came into Egypt with Jacob, with Yaakov, Habayim, the comers, Habayim, Mitzrayimah, to the Tawi, the two lands, Mitzrayimah, ate Yaakov with Jacob, right? Ish, man. Every man came with his household. Ish u beito, and his beito and his house, bau, they came. Let's get the next one right here, just up ahead, still going through this, but just seeking to check the reasonment with the script. So we have the seven words of Genesis 1 and 1. Right, the seven branches, the 11 fruits, the 11 words of Exodus 1 and 1, the nine flowers represent the nine words of Leviticus, right, of Leviticus 1 and 1. What's Leviticus 1 and 1? What are the nine words, Leviticus 1 and 1? It says, Vayikra il Moshe. Why dabir Yahuwah Eli May Ohel Moed Lemor. And Yahuwah called to Moses, Moshe, and spoke to him out of the tent of meeting, saying, Vayikra Ela Moshe, why dabir Yahuwah Eli May Ohel Moed Lemor. And then we have the 22 cups. So here we're bringing out the menorah, right, and the reasonments, right, on the different aspects of the menorah, namely the branches, the fruit, right, the flowers. So then we have the 22 cups. There's 22 cups. 22 cups represent the 22 words of Debarim of Deuteronomy 1 and 1 in the Hebrew, the 22 words. What are the 22 words? 22 words. Ela ha Debarim, Asher Diber Moshe, Il Kol Yisrael, De Eber Ha Yarden, Ba Midbar, Ba Araba Mol Suf Bain Paran U Bain Tofel We Lavan Wayahatzerot We Di Zahav. These are the words that Moshe spoke to all Israel beyond the Yarden, beyond the Jordan, Eleha Debarim Asher Diber Moshe Ella Kol Yisrael. In the wilderness, right, beyond Jordan, Be'eber Hayarden, beyond the Yarden, Jordan, in the wilderness, Ba Midbar, in the Araba, Ba Araba, over against Suf, Mol Suf, between Paran, Bain Paran, and Tofel, Ubain Tofel, and Laban, with Laban, and Hazerot, Wayahatzerot, and Di Zahav, with Di Zahav. And Zahab is gold, right? So the 22 words of Deuteronomy brings out the 22 cups. So we have here, according to the Malbim, ancient reasonment here on this Torah, the menorah is said to reveal the light of HaTorah. This is sometimes called the 49 gates to Torah. The seven branches represent the seven words of Genesis 1 and 1 in Hebrew. The 11 fruits represent 11 words of Exodus 1 and 1 in Hebrew. The nine flowers represent the nine words of Leviticus 1 and 1. And the 22 cups represent the 22 words of Deuteronomy 1 and 1. So, what about the book of Numbers? The 17 words of Numbers 1 and 1 refer to the 17 tefachim, the tefachim, tefachim, hand breaths, the hand breaths, the 17 hand breaths of Ha Menorah's height, of the menorah's height. Discuss, come, make a reason on the symbolism, the allegorical, metaphorical symbolism of Ha Menorah, especially in light of Yeshua Hanotzi, Justice of Nazareth's words, I am, Anihu, I am the light, the Or Ha Olamim, the light of the world. Here, final topic of discussion, the 12th right here, the Korban Tamid, the offering, continual offering, was the sacrifice of a lamb, a seh, every morning and afternoon upon the copper altar at the tabernacle. Along with it, a bread and a wine offering were required. Thereby, we have a prefiguring, a shadow of the seh, Ha Elohim, Seh Ha'ilahim, the Lamb of the Elohim, and his sacrifice for I and I, right? According to Exodus chapter 29, verses 38 to 42. When HaKohanim, the priest, was consecrated, filled for the service, Aboda, the Dam, the blood of the Ram of ordination, was placed on his right earlobe, right thumb, and big toe of the right foot, according to Exodus 29, verses 19 to 20. Likewise, we are called in the Brit Chadasha, the renewed, the new covenant. We are called to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, or as a korban chai. Korban, a sacrifice, an offering, a bringing near. Korban chai, chai, life, living. Korban chai, a living sacrifice in our own aboda, our own avoda, our own service, la Yahuwah, to he who be, who he be, to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. We have the epistle to the Romans. We have Rabbi Shaul, the apostle to Gentiles, our brother Paulos, bringing it out in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. So, in what ways do you make a daily sacrifice or a daily offering to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be, to the Almighty in your life and in your liberty? Here. Chabarim, right here. Didn't have the time to get into the Purim, but hopefully we'll maybe share that on Jah willing, I and I live, you know? Breath of life. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty for the breath of life on the Monday, the second day podcast. But thought it was necessary right here to just expand, you know, on what just seems to be like technical things in the Torah, you know, but to really begin to see it from Yahweh, begin to see it from Yahweh, truth and life. Yes, I. So here on the outro, you know, may Yahuwah bless the eye, keep the eye, and I and I cause his face, his grace to shine on I and I, and give I and I, Yeshua shalom, victory, peace, victory, payment, victory, overcoming. Yes, I. Shalom, Rastafari. Here on the outro, right here. Jah is my light classic here, Leroy Smart. Yes, I, Rastafari. Shabbat Tov.
Oh, Jah. Lord God, your Rastafari and merciful unto where I am this day, his sons begotten. Lord God, your Rastafari make mention unto where about unto Babylon. And he says, blessed be the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, now standeth in the ways of sinners, now sitting in the seat of a scornful, while I delight in the laws of the Lord God, most high, your Rastafari. For when it's true, last woman that takes me and by night. Therefore I must be like a tree that stands by the rivers of water. That stands firm, cannot be removed by no worm or no germ, by no dog. Yeah, Almighty, protect I in the sidewalk. For Jah said, you cast your lot of thunder, so the wicked shall be shaken with lightning and thunder. The words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be accepted in thy sight, O God. Clean hands in the pure renounce, and never teach our own tongue. We sat on Satan's we got on Yatta, we sat on day. Oh, Yatta, this I got on, we sat on day. Say, this I got on, got on, gone. Wanda. Isla ya beard maska. Wadada means love. So make me yata gona. So make me yata gona. So make me yata down the Sunday. So make me yata mute yata on the Monday. So things get funny, so we yata on the Tuesday. Yata Santa gona. The wisdom of man was unknown, my God. But
table of stone. And in the utterance of my heart, a man can't upon man morality, black man must learn to live with love and equality. Cause in this time, which is the last time, greed and prejudice, grudge the non-humbleness in the sight of the Most High. Cruelty upon mankind, starvation and victimization. Beat down oppression and conquer, love and affection. So don't make me be yatta yatta donna. So make me yatta 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 donna. Different fashions, beautiful sound of innovation. But we can get no passion. They kill and plunder the fruits of the earth, and leave even the humble to eat dirt. But young people, we want to be good, pass away, ever lose, must pass away, they say. Two black man can't you laugh at thunder. Can't be this strong man, no lightning, and no thunder. No, that's not my persona.
Shibutov, Shibutov, yes I.